November 12th, 2024, RDA meeting.
Welcome to the Kane County Redevelopment Agency meeting to be held today, Tuesday, November 12th, 2024, at the Kane County Commission Chambers in Kanab. We'll call the meeting to order. It is now 1:01 p.m. and we are joined by our UAC Savior, helper, Sherry Dearden, and our treasurer, Karen Chowderly.
We're not even exaggerating.
No pressure there.
Chamille, Lamb, along with Commissioner Heaton, Commissioner Myers, and myself, Chair Commissioner Kubeya. So do we have the consent agenda, which is approval of the September 24th, 2024 RDA minutes? And that was when we approved the change to the CRA for Zion Mountain. Any questions about those meeting minutes?
No, I'll move to approve.
There's a motion to approve the meeting minutes from, or the consent agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Consent agenda was approved. We'll move on to our regular agenda. The first item is to review, approve the 2025 RDA budget, and we'll turn it over to our clerk, Auditor Chamille.
Okay, so going through the projections for the TIF agreement for next year on what we're going to have to, our portion to pay out to the Zion Mountain Local Service District, it doesn't look like there's going to be a whole lot that we're paying out this year for that TIF agreement. So I just kind of propose that we just carry over our same numbers from last year, just so that we have enough budgeted in there. So our budget last year was just based off $100,000, broken down by the percentages of what is allowed for each category. So administrative expenses, 2.5% of that, so it'll be $2,500. The low-income housing is 10%, so that'd be $10,000. And then that just leaves everything else in the miscellaneous category, which would be for the RDA expenses. So $87,500. So based on that budget, we're not going to come nearly close to those numbers, but it's just easy numbers for calculating, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Do we have a guesstimate for this year on what will be brought in if everybody pays their taxes?
So we've got a couple more months to go off of our the TIF agreement portion on it. That doesn't look like there's going to be much paid out on that side of it. With the property taxes, we paid out about $25,000 for this year, so it'll probably be roughly the same. So we'll have to make sure that we budget those revenues accordingly. Which on the revenue side of it, we paid out, well, we brought into the RDA for the revenues, $20,342, that was the property tax. The Water Conservancy's district's portion of that was $3,625. Sales tax portion was $4,629. The county option sales tax portion was $616. The restaurant tax portion was $874, and the transient room tax didn't go above the base year, so we didn't pay anything out on that. So our numbers this year are looking even less than that as far as the sales tax portion of it, but the property tax portion would probably be about the same.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, did we decide, are we keeping those funds in a separate PTF? That's a question for Karen.
I think we should. So, I just need to set it up.
Mm-hmm. Any questions, comments from other commissioners?
What would be the process? Like, do you need permission from us in order to do that, or?
No, I just make a phone call to the state, talk to them about setting it up, and then Chamille and I would be the signers.
And that way, any interest stays there. Otherwise, interest it makes out of the general fund, you have to do a mathematical equation to figure out what it is. It seems like it'd be cleaner just to have it
I agree.
Sitting in a separate fund.
I agree.
I like the way we did the budget last year and the proposed budget. Just, it helps us remember the percentages and helps us remember that we've got additional commitments. And certainly will fit within what we're probably going to do, so I like it.
I agree. Looks good.
I know you've been meeting today, Sherry, with both Karen and Shamil. Any advice for the commissioners?
No,
we need to know.
It's kind of an interesting one. We've been working through the delinquencies today. Typically, RDAs, once they trigger, you don't have a lot of delinquent taxes. So that's kind of been a little bit of a challenge. We've been working through that today, how to track. Because then if they end up paying it in a prior year, you have to make all those calculations and just basically hand tracking all those payments. But as far as the commission, I think it's going well. Just a note, so that we are still holding that 2023 collection.
Mm-hmm.
They are under order from the state auditor to hold their funds. So no disbursements have been made.
Right, and wouldn't, since they were supposed to be using it, I mean, the first priority was for the CIB debt service, and that hasn't triggered yet. They had an extra couple of years, so.
Also, they're probably not really worried about receiving it, but before they would be able to receive it, they would have to be compliant with that.
Right.
So.
And they have about 15 properties that are still 2 years delinquent. So those also have not received, the RDA has not received those funds as of yet either.
It's definitely a unique situation up there.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other discussion? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve the 2025 RDA budget.
Madam Chair, I move we approve the 2025 RDA budget as presented.
We have a motion to approve the budget for 2025 as presented. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Voting was unanimous. Move on to item number 2, which is review action on the RDA bylaws. Rob is not here with us, so I went back and I listened to the meeting minutes from July, which
wow.
I should have.
My
lunch break, which I should have done, obviously, maybe during my holiday weekend, but I didn't. And so where we had ended at the last meeting in July was, the discussion was, could we have it on the consent agenda? Rob thought he had enough info. He had come in late to the discussion. But basically, the guidance we gave him was to simplify, condense it down, make it
consistent,
and if it applied, that are rules of order. And he said he could do that. At this point, I don't think he has that done, so I'm going to get back with him. So basically, we will just table this until Rob has a chance to make those changes that we had requested.
Okay.
And it'll just not
take
a long
time. Need a motion, or can you just do that as chair?
Can I just table it? No,
we
need to advise us.
Yeah.
We will just move it to the next meeting. And we also had a discussion of that meeting that we could just have it right before the commission meeting, like at 1:45, so we don't have to meet at 1 and then at 2. So we'll plan to do that.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as possible. We'll move on to item number 3, which is the Kane County Redevelopment Agency Resolution 2024-2, a resolution establishing the rules of order and procedure. So this does go into the bylaws. We'll reference in our bylaws the rules of procedure when it comes to calling a meeting, noticing a meeting, a quorum of a meeting. So basically, that's when Rob went through, he tried to make it so it was as adjustable as possible with the rules of order, but apply. So they apply for the RDA. So what we would be doing is approving to accept the King County rules of order as the RDA rules of order, King County RDA rules of order.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Any questions? Concerns?
Nope.
We did that earlier this spring. So.
Ready for motion?
I am ready for motion.
I move that we approve King County Redevelopment Agency Resolution 2024-2, establishing rules of order and procedure.
We have a motion on the table to approve RDA 2024-2, a resolution establishing rules of order and procedure. Any more discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Voting was unanimous to approve RDA 2024-2, establishing rules of order. Mm-hmm. Any other discussions or concerns?
I just want to say thank you to this team, because this has been a, honestly, all of the RDA/TIF things that we've been working on have been incredibly complicated and with a non-linear timeline. And I think without the support team that we have, it would just be insurmountable. So thank you, and I'm not anxious to have any more of these in the future.
No, I would just second Commissioner Myers' input. When the commission decided to go down this path, I think we went ahead and approved it and started down this path, and then the clerk and the treasurer came to us and said, you have no idea what you've done. And we didn't. And so, yes, we created a big hole for them to pull us out of, but I do appreciate all the effort and all the work that's gone into this. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we'll adjourn our meeting at 1:12.
I move we adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. And we adjourn.